Hello, I'm Jason Plato.
And I'm Dave Vitti.
And together we are Jason Plato and Dave Vitti, the two blokes from that Fueling Around podcast.
So last year we decided to alleviate the boredom of lockdown by inviting some of our well-known petrolhead mates to join us for a virtual conversation about our favourite topic of cars in a COVID-compliant and socially distanced environment.
So you went from the Mini Cooper to the Audi TT. Where does the car history go after that?
I then went straight for an Audi R8, which was the most...
Back in the net!
Formula One is very glamorous. If you're David Coulthard or Mark Webber. if you're Steve Jones TV presenter and you're about to put on your Formula One gear, you put on your jacket and your trousers or whatever, and you're in a porter cabin getting undressed in front of your 15, colleagues and friends in a boiling hot porter cabin in the middle of Bahrain. That ain't glamour. at all.
I had to interview Jensen Button as my first job. I said, do you want someone to interview him that knows everything about it? Or do you want someone to interview him that can ask questions that everyone's too afraid to ask him because they think they'll look like an idiot? Mm. And I said, I don't mind looking like an idiot. And talk's been mentioned, which it's like the offside rule. No one really knows, right? And then I said to Jensen, can you explain talk to me? And he went, I have no idea, mate.
So I worked there for a long time and saved up my money. And I bought my first car, which was a Ford Fiesta. And it was a Popular Plus, 1 litre, or 1.1 litre, I think it was.
And the colour?
Pale blue. And it was like a tin can, a Freedom. And I loved it. And I loved the fact that I could, go to college, go to the pub, pick up my friends, didn't have to have the taxi of mum and dad picking me up. And they were always brilliant. But to get in your own car and drive your own car...
Proper freedom.
I don't think there's another feeling of freedom like that.
So Jackie was there and he was talking to me in the radio. He said, right, now go into this. And he didn't look at it on monitor. He knew where I was on the circuit by...
the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, you need to brake later there and accelerate quicker there. Anyway, as I'm coming underneath the bridge, the sun was setting. I've got people lining the woodland.
Amazing.
And I'm flat out with the sun setting behind me. I could see it in the wing mirrors. So Jackie Stewart was literally up on the gantry on the wire fence and he was waving his fists like that, going, go for it, go for it, go for it. And I went, I don't care. I'm just going to... Do I need to break at this last bit, this chicane? I'll just keep going. It was amazing.
Right, I want one of them RS 2000s with like a 2 litre Pinto. So that was actually the first car that I bought. Still got it.
And Have you?
It's just,
wow.
It's a gem.
Wow.
It's a gem of a car, yeah. And you drive it around now and you can't believe the amount of men of a certain age.
Oh, yeah.
Who get...
open jaw.
Get all misty-eyed. Yeah, yeah, like, oh, mate, your car's fantastic. It's an original. And like, yeah, yeah, all that stuff. It's great.
So it was one of these things that I dreamt of getting something more exotic. It was an M3, an E46 M3 was the big car at that time, an attainable goal, something that it was a beautiful car, the straight six engine, everything about it, the sound, the performance, it was awesome. And that was my dream car, attainable dream car at that time. So I saved up my pennies, second hand, 8,000 miles on the clock. It was carbon black with the Imola red interior. It was an absolute, 18-inch wheels, not the 19, so a better ride. It was, the dream car at that time.
I wasn't on your radar, and rightly so. You're an out-and-out professional top driver, but you welcomed me. And that, for me, I remember thinking, of all the guys, that says it all. Jason Plato is the top dog, and he's given me all the time there.
I like to have the air vents all on the same kind of angle. And
stop
also,
it!
And also,
stop it!
I can't have... You know when you have the two different temperature settings for sort of left and right?
Yeah.
They have to be the same. I can't deal with getting in the car where one's 21 and the other's 19 and a half. That'll ruin my day.
Dave, it's like looking in a mirror.
I wished.
Everything you just said... yes to that.
Now, we generally never thought we'd be back for a second series, even though we kind of hoped we would be. But we are, with another bumper series of Fueling Around, with stars talking about cars, coming soon to Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.